This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Y'all want to talk border issues? I'll talk some border issues with you. Absolutely. Biggest bust of fentanyl in the history of Border Patrol. Biggest bust, just days after it was reported that Massachusetts Attorney General is suing the makers of OxyContin, one of the deadliest opioid crises that has appeared in American history. I don't know that we've ever had this big of a drug issue. And U.S. Border Patrol made the largest fentanyl bust in the country's history. And this is what's creating this epidemic. It's a synthesized version of an opioid that people apparently are getting their hands on. I don't know much about dope, so it's tough for me to tell you. Who am I? Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. 844-551-8255. Drug-free, I'm happy to say. Oh, I know. The leftists, those Democrats, those progressives, they tried to sucker me in with some drugs. When I was a kid, they wanted me on the streets. They wanted me hooked on that heroin. You know that heroin? That's heroin for you white folks. They wanted me taking coke. They wanted me snorting pot. They wanted me dropping out of school, hanging out with my boys, gang banging and all that. A funny thing happened on my way to prison. I avoided it. But that's what they wanted for me. So we're talking about the Democrats who don't want to protect our border. They claim they do, but they don't want to do it because they want to see fentanyl come over. They love the problems. Democrats love the chaos. They don't like it when there's nothing going on that they can be up in arms about, that they can get black people mad about, that they can get Latinos mad about, that they can get women mad about. Muslims, they want everybody pissed. Tucker Carlson reported, the U.S. Border Patrol has made the biggest fentanyl bust in history, an enormous amount, enough fentanyl to kill, they estimated, 57 million people. They want us dead. How many conservatives voted for Trump? Somebody remind me of the number. Was it like 60 million? They were going to leave a few of us around just to tell the others, apparently. They're going to put it in our water supply. Put it in places like Utah. Well, they voted for Romney, so go ahead. I'm kidding. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got our hands on the internal memo from the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol that details the bust. The biggest fentanyl seizure in U.S. history, 4 days ago in Nogales, Arizona, at the port of entry. They stopped a tractor trailer crossing the U.S. into the border with enough fentanyl to kill 57 million people. And Democrats haven't said a word. Shh, shh, shh. Don't nobody say anything. Don't say anything. What else do we have border-related or related to 14th Amendment citizenship, things like that? Well, guess what? Chinese birth tourism. You guys aware of this? This was in Fox News. Federal authorities charged 19 people on Thursday in the first crackdown on birth tourism businesses, which prosecutors say bring hundreds of pregnant women from China to the United States. Now, for those who say Donald Trump just picks on the Mexicans, well, here's your Chinese. Here's your Chinese, Moses. What are you going to do now, huh? There's your Chinese. Ding, 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 ding. Among those arrested were Dong Young Lee, 41, whose business was called You Win USA, which coached pregnant Chinese women on how to get into the United States to deliver babies. Those infants would then enjoy all the benefits of American citizenship. Why? Because they're Americans, right? Moms aren't American. Fathers aren't American. They live in mainland China. But you know what? People around the world know how good it is to be an American citizen, what it means dollar-wise. And so guess what? They bring them in. Over 2 years, this lady raked in millions through her business, where mothers-to-be paid between $40,000 and $80,000 each to come to California. Now, I want you to think about this. You pay $40,000 to $80,000 to get your child to become a citizen of the United States. What do you expect to get out of it? I mean, I ain't trying to get all up in the Chinese business, but there's some pretty good business people. These are people that go, well, it costs $40,000 to get my wife pregnant and go to the United States. I expect to bring $4 million out of the United States when all said and done. I don't know how much. That's pretty good Chinese, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't Russell Peters, but... Tang, 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 tang. But 40 grand. You paid $40,000 to $80,000. You want a return on investment. Jing Dong and Michael Wei Yu Lu, 53, allegedly operated USA Happy Baby. They were also arrested. USA Happy Baby. I mean, some of these are so blatant. Okay, USA Happy Baby. What was the other one? The other one was called... Oh, geez. I just missed it. You Win USA. This is too funny. You Win USA and USA Happy Baby. How many people have they brought over for this? Now, here's the deal. This is where we get into conservatism. I don't care if these people are from Poland, from Russia, which, by the way, you must know, America, conservative Americans mostly listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you must know that every one of these countries has this service. There are people who have this service from, you know, Sweden. I don't know, maybe not. No, Sweden. I mean, is it? Do you think Sweden? I do. If I was Swedish and I was getting taxed the heck like that, I would do it. Poland for sure, right? Russia. You know the Russians got it. You know the Russians have it. And it's probably tied to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And Melania. You know Melania's involved. Don't play. Don't play, conservatives. Come on. Come with me. I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, the majority of the countries where immigration to America is a big deal, Russia, China, Poland, you know, other places, the Eastern Bloc countries and all that used to be part of the Eastern Bloc, you know, they are dying to get into America. And I don't know what the price is for those in India and Bangladesh and Pakistan and the Middle East, but you know people are paying a hefty fee to get over here, drop a baby, and become citizens. I guarantee you, Africans are doing it in droves. I know people who have made their kids American citizens by birth that have nothing. I have a friend whose sister did exactly that. So don't even try to play with me. I know it. We need to immediately stop birthright citizenship for the 14th Amendment. That is not what it was meant for. If Donald Trump was going to do something for this country that was significant, that's what he would issue an executive order saying that is done. 14th Amendment does not apply to, though it applies to this, and then let them fight it out in the courts. Stir up some mess, man. Ooh, we got a lot to talk about. Y'all can see I'm fired up today, right? I am. I'm fired up. Leftists will do that to you. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Enjoy your show. And just listening to it, I think I caught too late after your show, but it's interesting you're talking about AOC or Octavio Cortez talking about privilege of whatever, different privilege. But anyway, as you know, the best way to undo liberal logic is to ask questions. And I'd like to ask some questions with using their own questions. So if people are being born unprivileged, then I thought being born was a privilege because they like to kill people. They have the right to kill people, you know, kill babies. And so obviously it's a privilege to life, not right to life, according to them. Take care. Bye.
I love insightful callers. Thanks for that call. A privilege to life, not a right to life. Think about that. That's pretty intriguing. So if we're all born with privilege, we don't have a right to life. If we want to agree with the left and say you can kill a baby anytime you want, then your life is a privilege. Get over it. I like that. See, that's the type of thinking where when you're debating with a leftist, that you leave them no wiggle room. Well, there are people born with privilege. We all are. We all are. Your privilege you get is coming out of your mom's womb and somebody not taking a sledgehammer to your head on the table there. Whatever they do, I don't know how they like to kill babies. Because as far as I'm concerned, leftists like to kill babies for sport. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever heard these abortion doctors talk about how that they do it. They suck the brains out and all that kind of stuff. Man, I couldn't even do it. You couldn't get me to do it. It's a job I'd be looking at pays $1 million an hour. No, not going to take it. I'm not sanctimonious. I just believe that every human being deserves a shot. And I get it. Don't misunderstand me, ladies that go, Kevin, is, you know, I understand you go, I don't want to carry a rapist child or, the baby could kill me if it's born. Hey, look, I get it. There are circumstances, there are times to justify murder. I tell people all the time. If I say to you, well, there are cultures that will kill babies at the age of 3 years old, and I'm appalled. And then I say to you, well, there was a woman, she was hiding from the Nazis, and she couldn't get her child to stop coughing or whatever, and she had her entire family hidden into the rafters of a home, and she smothered her baby. You might go, ooh, I get it. That's why I tell people, stop being so easy to jump to a conclusion. You know, how about you wait to understand the circumstances? Now, the circumstances of a child being born and you deciding at the very last minute, I'm going to kill it. I don't get it. The circumstances of you, you know, deciding, you know, getting pregnant through whatever means and not preventing it, and then deciding you're going to kill the baby at any point, I don't quite understand it because it's a helpless being. And that's the way we all come to be. I'm not overly sanctimonious about it. I'm just telling you where my level of rationalization falls off. And, well, I can rationalize, but I'm saying I don't understand your thought process. And that's a debatable thing. It does. I'm not even being dogmatic about it. I'm just saying, surely you can understand why I put this out there. No, it's my body, man. Okay, well, it's a privilege then. So stop bothering me with about privilege. I don't want to hear it. Well, Kevin, that child was not born in rich, or he was not born as good looking as you, or as talented as you. Or, well, hey, well, join the party. Get in that long line, okay? I'm just playing. My producer's looking at me like, man. Oh, Lord. Ooh, sometimes we have too much fun here. Adam Schiff. Here's what he's trying to do. This is from Bloomberg. I want to tell you when you know you're getting misinformation. Donald Trump believes House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is trying to hire White House employees to gain an edge in his investigation of foreign attempts to influence the president. And here's the source. People familiar with the matter said. I'm not kidding. This is Bloomberg. Schiff has hired one former career official at the National Security Council, Abigail Grace, who left the White House last year, the people said. The people, again, who's the source? She has a congressional email address and is listed in the directory as working for the Intelligence Committee's Democratic majority. Now, I don't know whether this person, they call him a Trump holdover. This is probably, or a Trump employee, this is probably an Obama holdover that Trump didn't get rid of. I don't know, but who knows? But this sourcing is just hysterical. A second career employee detailed to the Trump White House is also considering joining Schiff's staff, according to people familiar with the matter. They didn't identify the person. They didn't identify the person who's considering it, and we don't know who the people familiar with the matter are. And that is journalism at Bloomberg. God, I'm floored by this. I really am, because we don't have journalism anymore. What happened to it? Now, I don't need an answer. I know what happened. It died, and it's because we do nothing but create leftism in these colleges and universities, and we've got them on a conveyor belt of leftism. I had a kid, he was a millennial, at a meeting that I was at, and he says to me, you guys don't know how to talk to millennials, you know, and he's telling us all the things that we say, and I said, you know, I said, let's give this guy an applause. He's number one, he's here at a meeting where the average person is 60 years, 65 years old. And this kid's in his mid-20s or so. And he's trying to explain to us how things work and, you know, how we need to do a better job. But at the same time, I said, you know what you millennials haven't had? You haven't had tough love. And because he says, we're like fatherless kids. You know, we're just figuring things out for ourselves, and Republicans aren't explaining it. So Democrats come in and promise a bunch of stuff, and we go where we go. But You know, all we got to do is go in and talk about tough love. You don't have to mince words with millennials. You go into them and say, you don't know jack. Here's your problem. You think you know everything, and you don't know anything. And I'll tell you what, I'll prove it. Give me your subject, and I will just ask you questions about it, and I'll spin you in so many circles you won't even know how to see straight when it's done. You will spin so fast you'll think I'm drilling you into the ground. And people started laughing, but it's a fact. They need tough love. They need somebody that's willing to stand up and go, that thought process is moronic, and let me explain why. I'll play daddy. I got no problem playing daddy. I've raised four sons. I think I'm pretty good at it, but let's go. So anyway, we learned a lot during that period. But back to Adam Schiff. So they want us to believe that Donald Trump is afraid that Adam Schiff's going to hire these investigators, and then more news is going to come out that we don't know from an investigation that has cost $25 million and gone on for the better part of 2 years, and we're going to find out more when he hires these insiders. Well, good luck with that, because we're not going to find anything more. And by the way, I don't even believe this article. I think this is one of these deals where the media says, oh, now there's more meat on the bones. Adam Schiff's going to do this. It's a test to see if are people going to accept it or reject it or whatever. I reject this. I think it's total BS. People familiar with the matter, and a second career person is supposed to be considering joining, but we don't know who that person is, said people familiar with the matter, then you're not very familiar with the matter. More on Adam Schiff when we get back, because he's in trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is less than pleased about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no. I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
President Trump speaking there at a cabinet meeting at the White House. The president also had a message for Democrats.
It's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country.
Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts. He's expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Guzman was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, and a winter storm is forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights from Chicago to New York. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think we're about to witness a PR campaign on behalf of Adam Schiff that you never thought you'd see. I mean, this dude looks like a Pekingese. What are those dogs with the big eyes? This guy's going to need a PR campaign. He put himself in the political crosshairs of President Donald Trump. And he's not going to like the outcome. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. These are strictly the smooth stylings of me. But I believe in what I'm saying because I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm looking at things differently. See, I don't believe the media. I'm looking at things rationally through pragmatic eyes. Chip is the hyena who leads his clan and prowls the plains. If you don't know it, hyenas are led by females. And absent a male lion, hyenas can intimidate prides of female lions chasing them off of kills. They are very mean predators from the dog family. People don't realize that, but they're not from the cat family. I don't know what you would think, but they're from the dog family. But when a male lion shows up on the plains, hyenas know, keep your distance. Don't get anywhere near. I watched a video where a male lion, a hyena clan was harassing these female lions, and a male lion got the message, and he came back, and I'm serious, you got to see this clip. I don't know, you know, National Geographic, whatever, but you got to see this clip. This male lion, who's normally pretty lethargic, they don't really chase things down too much, and then they only do short distances. He ran this hyena down and killed it. You know, now, in a one that I saw when we posted this on our website, a male lion runs down a hyena and starts to kill it. And the other hyenas show up, and normally, you know, they would chase off a female. This male is crunching this hyena and essentially looking up, daring the other hyenas to come in and get some. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a hyena on the plains. They are formidable animals. You do not want to be chased down by a hyena. They have an unbelievable endurance, and they have the strongest bite pressure of any carnivore. They're amazing. I tip my hat to them, not politically, because Adam Schiff, he's that hyena, that female hyena leading a pack, gets too close to the male, and he is now on a political Serengeti being chased down by a male lion. Too close to the king of the jungle. Here's what Fox News reported not too long ago. A day after President Trump decried what he called the politics of revenge and partisan investigations into the State of the Union address, Democrat House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff announces a new wide-ranging probe into the president's foreign business dealings and Russian election meddling. As if we haven't learned enough about this. And then, as I reported just a bit earlier in the broadcast today, Adam Schiff is supposedly, according to Bloomberg, he's hiring Trump insiders. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are no Trump insiders that you can hire that are going to give any more information. And I want to take you back to the person who would know the most about Donald Trump, Michael Cohen. Trump's former attorney, who supposedly had all the dirt. He had all the payoffs. He had all the bimbo alerts. If there's anybody that's got dirty underwear of Donald Trump stored away in a basket waiting to bring it out, it's Michael Cohen. And I ask you a very simple question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What's happened? You know the answer. Nothing. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump fiercely condemned this move, and he called Adam Schiff a political hack on a partisan search and destroy mission, is what he said. Those two words foretold the demise of Adam Schiff. The two words I'm talking about, political hack. See, Donald Trump doesn't come up on these things by accident. He's a studied, deliberate person, despite what the Democrats tell you. And when he finally targets something and he comes up with the right thing to summarize what he believes about that person's days are numbered. Trump called out the porous Mexican border. Leftists have tried for 3 years to demonize this man about the border and about Mexicans and about immigrants and you name it, to no avail. Trump's steadfast stance on build the wall, or whatever the leftists want to call it, leaves leftists dumbfounded in their tracks. They're just peeing on themselves and they stand in the puddle. Now, surely Donald Trump would have succumbed to being called a racist, right? Or a xenophobe, right? Or inhumane, killing babies at the border. But Trump doesn't falter. See, most people would get caught up in that rhetoric and go, I don't want to be called a baby killer. What? Please don't call me. And then they would go, oh, he doesn't like that. Let's keep going. They're talking, he's ripping children away at the border. And Trump's like, yeah, sort of like you ripping babies away at the womb. See, that's how you get them. Y'all are out there going, man, that Kevin's good. He's good. That boy's good. Boy got talent. See, Donald Trump sets his sights on a problem, and then he solves it, period. So I'll give you some examples. Colin Kaepernick. People complained about Trump involving himself in what they deemed minutia, but it turns out that honoring the anthem, the flag, the country, our veterans mean something, particularly in light of how Democrats now are perceived as anti-Americans. Now, most people, Democrats, we're Americans, we believe in the Bible and apple pie and Chevrolet and hot dogs and whatever. But let me ask you, somebody remind me, where's Kaepernick? In the follow-on battle that ensued, Democrats are losing the border wall battle partially because of Trump's stance on Kaepernick in the NFL as it segued into this border issue. Do you understand now how important that issue was? Because it was honoring the flag, our sovereignty, our war heroes, etc., our first responders, all the things that make America great again. And in his infinite long game wisdom, as I explained Donald Trump, he understood that. Perhaps more importantly than anything, Trump made it clear to Democrats and their most loyal base, black folks, that he won't put any special interest ahead of making America great again. Who else has gone up against Trump? Litany of people and businesses. Most of these folks lie in a veritable wasteland, and this is because Trump knows what fights to pick. And when he fights to win. He's like me. You leave me alone, man. You can tell any story you want. You push me to the edge of fighting, and you know what I'm fighting for? I'm fighting for my life. That's the way I view any time I got to raise these fists and feet or, you know, pull out a weapon. I'm fighting for my life. So guess what's going to happen to you? You get the picture? See, Adam Schiff's going to find this out the hard way. Trump fights to the death. And in his demand for more materials, he's relitigating the Democrats' losing position. Most Democrats want this Russian collusion farce swept under the rug, if not gone away. But Adam Schiff plays female hyena. He's running around the plains, getting a little closer to the mail line, going, ah! You know, that laugh. I can't do the hyena laugh, but you know what I'm talking about. So the Intelligence Committee voted to hand over all these interview transcripts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller that were generated by the panel's previous Russian investigation, which was conducted under GOP leadership and concluded last March. And that investigation found no evidence of collusion against Trump in the campaign with the Russian government in 2016. And they said, here you go. Now, they had previously voted to release these transcripts, but it had been held up by an intelligence committee community review because they were concerned about sensitive materials. Now, Grassley has said he's expecting Mueller's report within a month. The clock is ticking. The clock's ticking on this border issue, but the clock is ticking on the Mueller report as well, because nothing's coming out of that report. Now, the Democrats don't know what they're looking for. All Schiff said was it will include the scope and scale of the Russian intervention in 2016 and the extent of any links or coordination, which, again, will yield absolutely nothing. But let me tell you what it does yield. When Grassley said that they expect to have this Mueller report within 30 days, the clock's ticking on Schiff. He knows. He's been a leaker. He's been complicit. And I'm going to tell you, Trump's got a lot going for him because the public is sick of this. They're tired of the chirping by the Democrats. No more 2 years, no more 2 months of this. Second, the Democrats underestimate Donald Trump. Democrats have gone too far for too long with too much power. And with all of Trump's winning, you would think they would finally go, you know what, we better take this dude seriously. But they don't. Third, Trump knows and understands the deep state now. Because of that, he's got forces at play undermining the very people that were undermining him. He's a shrewd businessman and not a bumpkin, which goes back to point number two. And then the final point, Trump has righteousness on his side. He hasn't done anything. So attempts to prove otherwise make the Democrats look desperate, which is what they are. If they were smart, they would support him and leave him alone. But Schiff is a female.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm hearing what we can't afford because it's just not true. We are the wealthiest nation in the history of the world. Of course we can afford these investments. Government that makes different choices. Choices that reflect our values. Stop handing out enormous tax giveaways to rich people and giant corporations. Stop refusing to invest in our children. Stop stalling on spending money, real money, on infrastructure and clean energy and a Green New Deal. And start asking the people who have the most from our country to pay their fair share.
I really get a kick out of Elizabeth Warren's voice. And stop telling people. She sounds like Katharine Hepburn in her later years. And then I started going over to the thing there. I mean, she may look younger than her. I don't know. What was she, like 68, something like that? But boy, she sounds old. And her, the stuff is tired. I mean, look, leftists, if you think you're, our values, you know, as Barack used, but that's not who we are. No, it isn't. That's not who we are. You guys never define who we are. You always make it worse than what it, than what it appears. And then they go on. Tax breaks to rich people and large corporations. I would love to be in the room to argue to say, okay, let's talk about these tax breaks. So a corporation sets up and decides it's going to do business in a place. And let's say it's got 10,000 employees. How many people are actually employed? Does that corporation actually employ? Look at the number of family members that are involved. Look at what they bring to the community. Look at the businesses that sprout up around these corporations, and you get an understanding of what they bring into a community, and you call it a tax break. Let me tell you something. When a business wants to put itself into your area, and it's got 10,000 employees, you should be salivating over the prospect. Now, here's what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't allow them to become real estate moguls, buying up all the real estate and setting up ancillary businesses around their thing. That's where it goes awry. But you know who allows for that? All these big companies, all these leftists in these big cities. The governors and the mayors and all that, they're like, oh, Amazon just bought this building, they bought that building, they bought this, they bought that. That's how Detroit is, the one little jewel of Detroit is the downtown area that the owner of Quicken Loans has bought. Outside of that, Detroit remains a wasteland. But that guy, he owns the buildings, he's, you know, bringing in this infrastructure and all this stuff, and what do you think he's going to do? He's going to feast on that city. But the regular people aren't going to make any money. So Elizabeth Warren doesn't even know where to wage her argument. Corporations are great. I don't care if you've got a company with 50 people. Those 50 people probably, if we just do the simple math, that means that you're talking about 150 folks because they probably have a spouse and or a child. So using low numbers, you've got 150 people that are contributing to an area. And if they have any corporate sponsorship, they're probably giving back to the community, sponsor a little league team or something like this. But aside from the fact that they've camped out in your little ville, your little village, what else are they inspiring? They're using the dry cleaner, they're using the grocery store, they're doing all these other things. They're doing their part. And if they're poised for growth, that 50 people becomes 100 people. The 100 now is 300 and 3. You get what I'm saying? But these people act like they're giving you a break. And what does government do? Oh, they build the roads and bridges, Kevin. Yeah, okay, if that's the way you want to think about it. But no, it is the corporations that are building the roads and bridges with their tax dollars. And not only are they paying corporate tax, they're paying personal taxes. Let me tell you, to become an entrepreneur, it is really difficult on paper to talk yourself into being an entrepreneur. You better have one heck of an idea. She goes, I love this when she talks about refusing to invest in our children. What are you talking about? We've spent a fortune on our kids. And what do we got? A bunch of entitled millennials. How much more do you want to spend on these knuckleheads? I'd like to start spending money on a different set of kids. I'd like to start spending money on some of these kids that are struggling in the inner cities who want a fraction of what these entitled little pukes that are going to Harvard and Yale and Princeton and all these other schools that all they want to do is they got their hand out. I'm 25. I want to be on your insurance. Will you pay my car insurance? Why don't you give me gas money? We played a clip of a girl. I don't know what age she was, 17 or so. And her mom says, look, you're going to need to get a job because she wants an allowance of, I don't remember what it is, but it was a lot of money. And Dr. Phil was like, you need to get off your butt and go to work. I don't like to work. Hey, you make me work. Oh, my God, I work. But Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to go back to her. She's got a whole other set of problems. So she's officially announced she wants to be president. And then they ask her about this filling out of forms that we talked about the other day. And I want you to hear her response.
Elizabeth Warren is speaking about her history of claiming Cherokee Indian heritage on applications and otherwise. The most recent instance in the news, her application for the Texas bar, wherein she herself wrote exactly that, as witnessed here. Warren started speaking during the commercial break, so we DVR'd it for you, and we'll play it from where we began recording. Listen.
About tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty, and for harm caused. I am also sorry for not being more mindful of this decades ago. Tribes and only tribes determine tribal citizenship. I had a good conversation with Chief Baker. He was very gracious, and we continued to talk about issues and continue to work on issues that matter deeply to Indian country and continue to work on things that we both care a lot about.
So, Senator, why did you list yourself as an American Indian on this Texas bar application?
So, this was about 30 years ago, and I am not a tribal citizen. Tribes and only tribes determine citizenship. When I was growing up in Oklahoma, I learned about my family the same way most people do. My brothers and I learned from our mom and our dad and our brothers and our sisters, and those for our family stories. But that said, there really is an important distinction of tribal citizenship. I am not a member of a tribe. And I have apologized for not being more sensitive to that distinction. It's an important distinction.
The president has made the case that you've used this part of your background to get ahead. Are you saying that this is something you fundamentally believed about yourself, or how do you respond to that criticism, that this was a knowing attempt to get ahead by using that claim of ancestry?
So that is a claim that has been fully investigated, and it has now been shown completely that nothing about my background ever had anything to do with any job I got in any place. It's been fully documented, and there's no evidence of any kind other than it had nothing to do.
Are there any more documents or any more? Are there any more documents or any more forms like this out there that you have listed yourself as, like this come out?
Look, this is who I grew up believing with my brothers. This is our family story.
Now, I'm going to stop it there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Because she doesn't, what she's saying is, yes, there's lots of forms out there where I've listed myself as an Indian, and I love how she brings her brothers in, my brothers as well. I tell you what, let's investigate her brothers too. Let's see if they put Indian on their forms. Let's see what it got them as a family. She's opened this up to, it wasn't just me lying, it's my entire family. KJRadio.com. And if you can't find the show, by the way, just Google Kevin Jackson Radio, and it's everywhere. If you can't find it there, we're having a problem with we have ownership of that site, but a former employee won't relinquish it over a technicality. But anyway, so if you have any problems, just search for us any way you can. Well, you'll figure us out. Anyway, I want to go back to Warren. She's a liar. And if she thinks Donald Trump's going to let her get away with this, she's sadly mistaken. Anyway, we got to leave it there for the day, folks. I will be back again with you mañana. See you then.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.